Israeli Defense Minister, Hamas Leaders in Exile Are Dead Men Walking? By Joel B. Polak on November 18, 2023. Jerusalem, Israel. Israeli Minister of Defense Yoav Gallant vowed Saturday night that all Hamas operatives would be killed, including those outside Gaza, sheltering in comfortable exile in Arab states like Qatar. There is no difference between a terrorist who walks around with a Kalashnikov and a terrorist who wears a three-piece suit and walks around in another part of the world, Gallant told a press conference, as the war entered its seventh week. All of them are dead men walking. Gallant's remarks hinted at the kinds of targeted killing that the Israeli security services carried out after previous terror attacks, such as the massacre of Israeli athletes at the 1972 Olympics in Munich, Germany. Israel spent several years hunting down and killing everyone responsible for that attack. Currently, senior Hamas leaders live in luxury in Doha, Qatar. Many of them are billionaires, as they condemn Palestinians in Gaza to death by attacking Israel and starting wars. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh travels by private plane to various supportive destinations around the world, including Tehran and Moscow. Israel's explicit goal in the war, which began when Hamas launched a massive terror attack on October 7, is to destroy Hamas and to return the more than 200 hostages it took. Gallant and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have often said that every Hamas member is marked for death. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.